Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Cool Kids Lunch Table Podcast with PJ and Mike. Now find yourself a seat at their table.
Hey kids, I'm Mike.
I'm PJ.
And today we're going to be discussing the best parts about growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. And to help us out, we have Uncle Rob. Yay!
Hey!
And one of my best friends, Sean Beatty's back.
Oh, thanks.
Welcome back to the lunch table.
Thanks for having us back.
Pleasure.
Yeah. For folks who are listening, you can check Rob and Sean out of our previous episodes, our Back to the Future episode, the best 90s episode. Rob was for our Christmas episode and Guilty Pleasure songs. And they also helped us celebrate our 50th episode. So, we're going to share today, guys. We're going to be sharing our the best parts of it I said about growing up as kids, and also some personal stories, so you guys will get to know us a little bit better. So, guys. So the childhood memory, I just to get kind of just get the ball rolling. I guess the whole we're in a storm recording, but get the show on the road is what do you miss the most about the 90s? What do you guys miss the most? You know. So, Rob, want to kick it off?
Yeah.
Let's get it off.
All right. So I'm gonna go back to a Saturday morning. All right, you wake up, you're a kid. Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes.
I mean, the lineup was killer. Ninja Turtles, I think, you know, even the original Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
I would just sit there for, you know, hours, honestly. But then what I love was, like, the way the cartoons would also then segue into, like, wrestling.
Yes.
Wrestling, I think, I'm pretty sure, I know we're going to probably talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
I think it came on at 12 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yes.
But what was funny was they had all these great characters like Razor Ramon, Bret Hart, Macho Man, some of my favorites, right. Whatever. They were always wrestling like the dweebs, they used to call them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were like basically in their underwear. They were just like just kicking their ass around. But it was awesome. And then following that, for me, I really got into basketball like early on in the early 90s. You know, like NBA on NBC.
Yes.
And just that lineup for me was just like amazing. So I just remember those times.
Yeah.
And even talking about basketball, honestly, as I segue, the teams were amazing. The players were amazing. You couldn't, like, any game you watched in the NBA at that time also was amazing. So when I talk about the 90s, between the cartoons that were amazing, well-written cartoons, the wrestling, which was just great to just watch, and then the NBA, I mean, I was watching so many different games. The Jordan era, obviously, and like, it was just awesome, beautiful.
The
so,
pinnacle.
That was just an awesome time for me on Saturdays. It was just so, and then while doing this, I'm eating like ramen noodles. You know what I mean? Like, and I would just sit there, like, at the coffee table, just watching all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it was a blast for me.
Yeah.
I used to watch in the afternoons, like, sometimes there was a station called WPIX or I forgot what channel.
Channel 11.
Or Channel 9. I forgot what it was.
UPN.
And they would have movies, like 80 films from the 80s, just, that I'd be soaked into. But the best part is they would have reruns of television shows like Airwolf, Knight Rider, or The A-Team.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be, you know, so, and then later that night, I would end up watching Star Trek Next Generation or whatever after that.
Right.
And then, that was like my whole weekend. It was wintertime.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'll tell you what I miss from the 90s. Not having responsibilities. I'll just throw that right out there.
Yeah.
Like, my God. Just to know you could wake up, watch a cartoon, do whatever you want. You're going to hang out with your friends. You didn't have to worry about anything. Like, there were no bills. Like, I didn't... Oh, that was a good time. But something more more tangible, I guess you'd say. Blockbuster Video.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are times... Where we live in Levittown on Long Island, right, where we when we were kids, there was a McDonald's right next to the Blockbuster Video. So we could go to McDonald's and get, like, you know, Big Mac, whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
And then we would go to the Blockbuster, which was right next door, and you could spend hours in there trying to figure out which game you were going to rent, right? Yeah. You would go through that whole store. It was like an event to go to the Blockbuster. Walk up and down the aisles. What movie are we going to watch? What games are we going to play? Because you can't do that anymore. There is no more renting of movies and games where you go into a place. I used to love going to Blockbuster.
Just going up and down those aisles.
Wasn't it great?
You had something in mind.
Well,
but then if you saw something that wasn't there, you'd be crushed.
Yeah, you're like, no.
But like, that was the best.
Or you'd go up to the register and you'd be like, is there any chance someone returned this? And they check the little chute to see if someone dropped it in the...
Yeah,
right.
Or even just dropping the videos in the chute was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was like a blast. You jump out of your mom's car like, oh, yeah, I got this.
Right.
Yeah, I remember the mom and pops at rental stores. Like Mr.
Just
video.
A video.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God.
I would rent a video game for the weekend or a movie, whatever, and got to remember to rewind the VHS tape, you know, because you get
charged. Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I still rent a lot of video games there that I can never beat. But, yeah.
You have enough time to beat
Yeah, you had like 4 days.
Yeah.
You drive home thinking you might actually beat this thing. It was like RoboCop and like Back to the Future. I had no clue what I was doing.
I think for me, I don't know how to put this, like, just, like, freedom. I guess it's, like, no responsibility. But it's, like, I hate to be, like, there's no, like, I know everyone's, like, there's no internet, cell phones. But there was something to that. Like, I feel like, when kids today get their cell, kids get cell phones now, like, in the sixth grade now. You know, but, like, I thought when you got your bike, that was, like, the equivalent to getting freedom. Like, you left your house, man. You were on the open road.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it. You had to call your parents from, like, a payphone. You had to make sure you had a quarter on you.
Yeah.
And you were, like, really, like, it was like Mad Max out there. It was like the Wild West. Like,
well, you had to write a little note before you leave. I'm going to be here. I'll be back, you know, whatever, just to,
like,
remind them.
You really felt like, when you went out on your own. It was
you had a responsibility.
You had to, like, and you knocked on your friend's door, like, yo. And you had to, like, coordinate. And, like, I mean, I guess cell phones also brought us together technically, too. Like, oh,
yeah.
People can hear my voice right now around the world. It's amazing. But
right.
I don't know. Just,
it was different.
Yeah,
just to be able to, like, I don't know.
The bike thing was just, like, going to the store.
Yes. Yeah, just
locking
like,
it up.
Yes. That was everything just seemed like there was a lot of freedom. I feel like almost now we have almost less freedom, right? Everything's like, you can't knock someone's door without getting recorded now with a ring.
Back then, your parents just had to trust that you were going to come home alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they couldn't tell. They didn't know where you were. You could say, oh, I'm going to Mike's house, but they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have no way of knowing. They just accepted that that's where I was going to go, and I wouldn't be dead.
Yeah.
That's really what it came down to.
Yeah.
There was one time we went to the movies, went to see Titan A.E.
Right,
and if you remember, the theater wasn't that close to my house.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a walk. We had to cross 6 lanes of Hempstead Turnpike.
Yeah.
We had to cross over New Bridge Road. Like, it was like,
you
had to walk to this place.
Yeah.
And there was so many, it was like Frogger. Like, there were so many chances for us to die.
Yeah.
Because the theater itself wasn't even a great theater. It was just the only one that was somewhat walking distance from my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think 3 or 4 of us went, but we walked.
Right.
Like, but I think about that now. I'm like, I would never walk to a movie theater now. Like, you couldn't pay me to, like, walk to a movie theater, even if it was close. I'm like, nah, I'm driving. Like, it's just weird how, as, like, a kid, you're like, yeah, we could walk to that theater that's, like, 10 miles away.
I did that a few times because we lived right next to Nassau Mall. Well, it's not technically a mall anymore, you had the
You had, like, AMC or Lowe's, whatever it was, right there.
Yeah, so it was just simple just to walk over there. I remember there were a few times that we walked over to the movie theater. I remember one time we pre-gamed and we went to see, what was that Christmas movie? Elf?
Oh, no. Oh, was it?
Yeah, and then when we were leaving, we were seeing Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, for real.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah.
Because that's how drunk we were.
Yeah.
Which really brings up a good point. Why didn't we just go see Titan A.E. at that theater and walk from your house, which is way closer than my house was to United Artists?
I have no clue, man. I really don't know. That's another thing, too. And we'll get into stories. But, like, no, it's really strange now. It's like, now you buy your movie tickets online.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So even kids, I guess, they'll get their parents to buy it. But, like, there was something, too. Like, so you went on your own. You looked in a newspaper. Okay, the movie's playing at 1:15. You got on your bikes. You locked it
up. Oh, my God. You're right. We had to look in the newspaper to figure out what the movie was like.
What about the TV guide? But,
TV guide.
Pray no one, like, fuck up your bike and stole your pegs.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, you're right. I was going to say with bike riding, everything was an adventure.
Yeah.
To a store. Like you said, going to the movies. What about even, like, just bike riding in a random park or field, like by us. Remember the cornfields that we had?
Yeah.
It was like bike trails and these random like dirt like ramps that you would just jump over, no helmet. I remember doing it like with a cruiser bike that like was like my great aunt's bike because my other bike had a flat, so I'm like trying to go over these ramps with like a 26 inch like cruiser bike, and that's just amazing.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Yam?
Yeah.
So, like, it was hours.
No, I used to go there. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that right? That was right near my house. That was right down the block.
But they had the bike ramps at night behind
the air pipe kind of thing. And I mean, the box.
And who knows who built these things? But I'm saying you went there. You went on these bike ramps. I went there with my 20 inch Huffy, and like I went over it anyway.
Yeah.
And like I remember watching.
You weren't aware about lawsuits and
Yeah.
Well,
people doing sick. A kid did a backflip there.
Yeah.
His name was Hollywood.
Right. There was a guy named Kermit too. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
He would line up all the bikes at the end. He would do his backflip. Yeah.
That was amazing.
I remember when we used to ride our bikes over to, get ready for this, a wooden castle playground over at a certain school. For you guys,
that place was a death trap, but we loved it.
It was Levittown, it was Abbey Lane. elementary school that had this big, huge, like wooden playground.
It was the best.
It was possibly one of the best. Right, just a walking distance away.
And then, what they did for that playground too is like, what can make this wooden park even more dangerous? Let's cover the floor with hard rock.
Yes,
right. It wasn't even like grass or sand. They're like, let's just put rock.
So
if they fall off
gravel,
if they fall off the monkey bars, at least it'll be a hard surface.
Right, right.
It breaks my fall.
And you play like don't touch the lava.
Yeah, rocks. Like when you step, like with your feet going.
But then you had the rocks in your shoes.
Yes.
The elementary school, and we go into the class, and you're still in your shoes.
Yeah.
And my friend Jonathan, a shout out to Nistel, John Nistel Music, okay? we're sitting down on the carpet over here in a story. He would take the shoes, the rocks from his shoes and like throw them against the blackboard. And you just hear like ding, tuck, ding, tuck, ding. And she'd be turning around like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'd be sitting next to her just like cracking up. But that's fun stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Damn.
That part, a lot of people did some crazy stuff in that park.
I was upset when they tore it down.
Yeah. Now it's shitty. Now it's just like a regular.
Now it's just a piece of metal.
And with that soft pads on the ground.
You know what? I wouldn't have been mad at the soft pads. Looking back, I'd have been okay with
them. Reminded me actually the slides. They were always like 100 degrees.
Oh, the 100 degrees. Yeah.
But you went on anyway.
Yeah.
You didn't care.
The whole way down. Like, I didn't run home. I didn't tell mom. Like, I was bloody knees. You know what I mean? But those, good stuff.
Good memories.
I guess I'll start with this, guys. Don't I really miss. This is like the anarchist in me is like the chaos of Halloween. I feel like we don't have Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm not promoting like destroying people's property or people get into fights, but like there was something special where like when you got like maybe middle school and high school, you like put on your camouflage. Got your eggs and your shaving cream. Yeah. And it was something, but like I said, it was like the Wild West back then.
It
was. But there was like a code, an unwritten rule. Okay, don't damage people's shit. You always had that one quiet liar who would be a piece of crap. But it was like.
And the night had a feeling too when you went out, especially later into the night as a middle schooler too.
Yeah, it felt like Devil's Night.
Yeah, you had your pillowcase.
Yes.
Yeah. Like with the candy inside, but then you had your what was it? You adjusted like shaving cream, like you burnt the tip.
Yes.
So it would
shave the tip a little bit so that it would shoot out just like a stream and not like a fluff.
And you see some kid who was like covered in it. It's like, dude, what happened? You don't even know the kid. Right. Like, there's a crazy war around the block. It's like, who's got the eggs, man? Who's got the most eggs on him right now? Should we go?
So I got to tell you this quick story. So this is like, I think eighth grade. So it was me, PJ, this another guy named Rob, and another friend named Anthony. And I remember PJ was actually Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I was,
right. Badass.
I'm pretty sure, when I had hair, I think I dyed my hair red, but I think I wore a mask, a skeleton mask, and I put a clown wig on it. So it was like a skeleton with a sense of humor. That was my thing. And my two other friends, my friend Anthony just wore black. He dyed his hair silver. And my friend Rob, I don't know what he was. So anyway.
He might have just been himself.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's all he needed. But he was a character, nice guy. But anyway, we had all our ammo, right? So. I don't think you had shaving cream. I actually had silly string. I didn't have some. That's all I had was silly string, which sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of the weak version of like. Right. Yeah. It's like having a handgun in like a machine gun fight.
Anthony had
a water pistol.
Right, and then Rob, he had everything, and he had the best of all was a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah.
A kitchen fire. So like, nice. So we're going around town. Look, I'm not gonna lie. Threw an egg at a UPS truck. Yeah. So you'd be happy about that, PJ. Maybe threw one at a school bus. You know, this is right after school. And it was like, I always love Halloween when it's on a Friday, not a Saturday.
You can get wild.
Right. Because you need to have that you need to have that anticipation. Like, when that school bell rings, it's go time.
The weekend starts. Let's go.
Exactly. You don't need a Saturday anymore. You want Halloween on a Friday. So I don't know which day it was. I think it was a weekday, though. I know that. Anyway, we go out. Just some quickness. So I said, I hit the UPS trucks. Anthony hit a school bus. Our friend Rob took the fire extinguisher and put inside of those blue mailboxes.
He's in the mailbox. I remember that.
He poofed it up with the fire extinguisher. Anthony did it. He took someone's newspaper they didn't pick up yet. He put an egg in it. So they opened it up. But here's the thing. So we're over like in some other section, like near PJ's house, and we get ambushed by these girls. And look, it's like there's four of us. There was like 12 of them. We just did not have the firepower, the ammo. We got owned. I'm not gonna lie, we got owned. We got owned, and we were like defeated. You know what I mean? We're like, we can't believe this. We have to redeem. But we had no, and you can't go into a store because they weren't selling anything.
Right.
So, I think it was either PJ or Anthony. They were like, "Yo, I know a guy." We went to another guy. His name was Mike D. He was like ready. He was only going at night.
Yeah, that's because he lived around the block from me. Yeah.
He only had shit. Like, he was only going at night. Yeah. This guy was like real intimate. Yeah. So we told him what happened. We're like, going, it was like a war story. We go into his garage. He like pops open this cooler. It's like Terminator. He goes underneath that ground. Yeah. He's like a Gatling gun. He had everything.
Wall like turned around. It was like more shit behind it.
Dude, he had everything.
Identification scanner. Okay. Enter another room.
He's like, what do you guys want? He needed like a cigar. Yeah. All he needed was a cigar. I mean, like,
patch eye.
Exactly.
I'm thinking
exactly.
Predator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So
Dylan used another
right. bitch. So, yeah. So backtrack real quick. So when we got attacked, right? So we met Mike. He gave us ammo. So now we have to find it. We have to redeem ourselves. Right. So we're on the hunt for them. And like, we ran into other kids. It was like other friends from school. Yeah. And they'd be like, what happened to you guys? And everyone's kind of talking about, like, we're trying to find these girls. We know who they were. I don't know their names now. But I remember, like, we need to get some kind of revenge. So we still didn't have enough ammo. We were still out, you know, we were still outnumbered and everything. I'm like, okay, we got to find a way to, like, just hit him hard and then run. Like, kind of like do, like, a Vietnam thing, like a Viet Cong, hit like a guerrilla attack.
Yeah.
Remember, the only thing I still have is my ceiling string that comes into play. So we find these girls. We start beating their ass. We kind of run away. They start coming after us. And then Anthony comes up with this great idea. And I saw what he did. The girls wanted, like, some kind of truce, but we knew that was bullshit, but we knew it was bullshit, too, right? You can't kind of con. So what Anthony did was he filled his entire hand full of shaving cream, but inside the shaving cream was actually an egg.
Yep.
So when the ringleader was going to, like, you know, like, shake hands or something, like, make a peace talk, whatever, he just, like, wham! right in her chest. It was like,
it was like in slow motion.
And this girl who I hated, she had red hair. She was such a bitch. You know, I took my cello string, and she was, like, mouthing off. She had a big ass mouth. I shot that cello string right in her mouth. And she just
goes, ow! Mike's like, this is Bartha!
They got the fire extinguisher going. It was like a smoke screen, like Batman. And we just ran. I think PJ was just like the cartoons, but just like, we just ran. That's that was awesome. Like, we redeemed ourselves. But I just remember the chaos of that, man.
It's like, we were out here for a Kit Kat. You drew first blood, not us.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyways, what do you have, man?
Oh. I think we're going to go back a little further. This is like late 80s in a way, but, I'm going to bring this up. This is something that we used to have fun with, and it was a go-kart.
The
2x4 with a bearing in the front, baby seat, you know, four wheels and just rope connected to the front, you know, and all you need is two people. Just have one person steering, the other person pushing.
Yep.
And then once it's going, you have the second person just step on top of the rear of the go-kart and just takes right off. My dad was a creative guy, so he decided to create this for me and my sister. And you guys had a fun time with it as well.
I still have it in my head so vividly.
Oh, yeah. I know how it feels, like the strength that pulls because, while you steer with your
exactly,
feet.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what was funny about it was my grandfather tried doing it one time with me. And he's a big guy, so when he went to push me and went to jump on top of it, the wheels broke because they were plastic. It was plastic
normal wheels or something.
That's what it was replaced with. So my dad had to replace the whole thing.
But
we did that for like 3 years, I guess, until when we got to middle school or so. But yeah, that thing was just like. Fun time. And what was sad was like my dad was thinking about putting a small lawnmower.
And I was praying he was gonna do that. I remember that.
Put
man.
A motor on there and then just ride it around. And I have like two extra motors in my garage. I'm like, maybe I should try.
Yes.
You know, I got a ton of 2x4s.
Let's do it, man.
I got some wheels. Maybe I can do something like this. I've seen a lot of people around our block doing that. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know if my daughter would be up to that yet. But
we are.
Exactly.
It's not about your daughter,
You know, Mikey lives a few blocks away from me. I can just come over.
And it should be intrigued once we're doing it. Just looking on. Yeah.
But no, I mean, you know, it's a fun time.
Hell yeah.
They're great ones.
Once you heard go kart as a kid, that was a thing. Exactly. Whoa, I'm going to get a go kart maybe for Christmas or someone's making one. Yeah.
The building. Everything was like a building back then.
Yeah. You get creative. I mean, our fathers were creative people, so they know what they were doing.
One of the things I miss about the 90s, It's not so much that I miss it because I'm still around comic books all the time, right? Right. So it's not that I miss getting comic books or reading comic books. But when I was a kid, if you remember, I used to play football. If you know me, you know I'm not the most athletic person. I don't look athletic. I'm not athletic.
Right.
But my father was the coach of the team. Right. And he would tell me if I had a good game,
right,
if I practiced hard throughout the week and then I had a good game and I did something good, he would take me to the comic book store and he would buy me comic books. Mm. And I don't know, because like I can still buy my own, I can buy my own comic book now, whatever I do, right?
Right.
But there was something like, I don't know, I missed that. Like, I never, I have zero competitive edge when it comes to like playing sports. I don't want to. It's too much work. It's nothing I enjoy. Okay. But I, but back then, I was like, I want to have a good game because I want to go to the comic book store.
Right. And it was an incentive.
It was like an incentive.
Yeah. That's
and
cool.
There's nothing motivates me like that anymore. Like, because now, when you can do things for yourself, then there's no motivation to do anything because you're just going to do what you want to do. But back then, like, I couldn't just buy myself a new comic book because I was a kid. I had no money. I had to find a way to earn it. And I don't know. There's something like, there was something about that. Like, going to McLaren. I used to play our home games at McLaren Field.
Yeah.
And we would, it would, I was a lineman. It's not like I could do much.
Right, right.
But I was a center. I was, you know, like Jason Kelce of the 90s. And then I was also a defensive lineman. So I was on the field both sides. And if I could get, like, I was just like, I got to just get one tackle. Let me just get one tackle. Let me just grab one flag.
There you go.
Let me just
small goals.
Let me just be involved in one play. Let me prevent our quarterback from getting murdered. Something that I could say I did well so I could get to that comic book store. I don't have that level of motivation or incentive for anything anymore. And so I miss that.
Yeah.
Maybe my dad needs to start incentivizing me, like buying me comics again or something. I don't know.
There you go. I guess I'll jump in now. So this one is about video games and playing video games. I'm sure we can all relate to, like, with friends, right? Yeah. They growing up. So this guy's actually sitting across the table right now. So everyone's got that one friend who's actually very good at video games. I was kind of the opposite, I think, of the new PJ. I was kind of, like, very active. I couldn't really sit still. Like, that's why I think I play drums, and I'm always, like, maybe outside. I can bounce a ball for 3 hours, but I can't really sit down that long and play. I always had a love-hate also with video games. But Beatty, Sean, he got, I think, Nintendo really before us.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's going to be my excuse, I guess. But he had Nintendo before us, and he's excellent. So he has me over. He's coming out. He's one house away, so I'd go over there. And we'd be in his back room. And, you know, we're getting ready to play. He's like, oh, you're going to be Luigi. Yeah, no shit. You know, like, you know, but it's when your house, you know, your house, you're hosting. So, right. You know, I'm going to play it too. That's fine. You know, and I haven't really played the game yet. I think I might have just started playing it. So Sean's playing for like an hour. And he's just going. And I'm like, and I'm being patient. So his mom, now in this back room, they had the laundry. And this in the corner, it was like they had the washer dryer. His mom would walk by with loads of laundry. Now, Beatty comes from a family of five, like I do. And she would walk by and she'd be like, Sean, are you letting Robert play? And I had to be like, no, he's letting me play at some point. Basically. So she would walk by. This lady had about 90 loads of laundry, mind you. So Sean is like going through, I don't know how many worlds are in this. I don't even know still with Mario. I still haven't really beaten it, to be honest. So like, he would finally die. And I take the controller. And I'm like, I can't believe it. And here's my chance. Like, dun, 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 dun. I must have lasted, I swear to God, you think 40 seconds. And I'm like, and the sadness I had, and then Sean would be like, well, I guess I'm playing again.
The devil is beating.
So, and his mom would come by again, and then he would end up, like, I just think, beating the game. I didn't even mind. I actually got, I think, at that time, more into, like, watching someone play.
Yeah,
watching people play who are awesome. And he'd be like, you know, just killing it. So his mom would come by, and I think that's when I actually learned how to do laundry.
Right.
Just watching your mom do laundry. But know what I played, too, and I missed from the 90s? Maybe it was even an 80s toy, so whatever, where it's, like, this little, like, small, like, console thing you put on your lap. It had a steering wheel on it. And you kind of turn it, and you're only really turning and moving the landscape behind the stationary card it's on. You had like a shift. Anyway, Beatty would be playing Super Mario, and I'm playing like this, you know, handheld like thing that I'm thinking I'm killing it in because you just drive it straight or whatever. And I just always remember that, man. Beatty still owns it, video games.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And also, real quick, same thing he did to me with GoldenEye.
Oh,
okay, 90s GoldenEye.
Forget about it.
Oh my God,
You can't respawn because you would get shot immediately.
Exactly.
Just, like, that's mines say,
so,
everywhere.
You know, it's the same thing. So now it's like, oh, you know, we all play at the same time. I don't have to wait for Beatty anymore.
Right.
All right, so now it's like a four player. Mikey, you were pretty good too, though. And then, like, Sean, same thing, like, the gold gun.
Yeah,
like,
all the gold gun.
I'm like, Sean, he's like, what? You know, I'm trying to figure out the map. And Sean's, like, behind me already, like, breathing down my neck. And I couldn't even really play. But it was a beautiful thing. But it's actually a good memory. But he kicked my ass with the video game. So, yeah, I love that, though.
I'll add something to it.
Yeah, after. Pass it along.
Oh, you're on the video game story?
It might, well, here's another thing that I want to add to the NES. My NES actually came with a power pad. Do you remember World Class Track Meet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That I kind of like, though.
You got to run on the pad, and then it's like you get tired. So then all of a sudden, it's like, fuck it. You know, you go down, and you're like.
Yeah.
I wonder if that gave you the inspiration to play drums, you know?
Maybe, between that and,
But going back to GoldenEye. I used to play when I had I remember UniRacer that we used to play together,
I love that game.
On Super NES, and then when we did GoldenEye, what I used to do during the 90s, it was either GoldenEye or Star Wars Shadow of the Empire.
Oh, that's a good one too. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I would either blast. I got into Metallica during sometime. I guess it was close. I met like before Load came out. I started getting into Metallica. I had a Load. I had the Black Album. But then I found out that they had earlier albums, so I started getting Kill 'Em All. I started getting Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets, and also then every time I go into GoldenEye or like Shadow of the Empire, I would just blast the soundtrack of old school Metallica, just blasting as I'm playing. So imagine hearing old school Metallica as you're playing this, or.
Nice.
Dream Theater. That was another band that I would start blasting because we used to start getting into Dream Theater during that time.
Yep.
And Rush. It was like. But I have to bring this memory up, guys. Now, PJ, I don't know if you ever heard the story, but this is a true events, and I know these two will have a lot to say. So I was a Nintendo boy, and you guys were Sega Genesis
guys.
Yeah,
I still like Sega. I think
so
the best.
One Christmas, you guys end up getting a 32X.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a little mushroom that you put on top of it. And you guys and I remember coming over, and you showed me all these games and stuff. It's like, oh, you got this racing game, you got this game. And there was this one particular game that you guys would show me. It was called Virtual Fighter.
Yep. Yeah.
And basically, it's a 3D platform. You got these guys that are going to go like, yeah. Oh, you know, doing all these sound effects. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then you got this one character, just a Tin Man. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Like, that was his name.
So, and I remember you guys were just telling, you know, Rob was telling me, oh man, Mikey just beats me in this all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, maybe, let me try it. You know, so I jump in there. Here we
Game
go.
Wizard.
And then Mikey beats me. I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he's good. You know, so then we would have these tryouts. We'd just go back and forth. We'd take turns, and he would keep beating your ass, my ass. It's like, I can't believe it, man. There's no stopping this guy. He's great at this. So then all of a sudden, it was Rob's turn. And then at some point, this felt like a movie. You know, Rob was at the point where his health bar was going way low, and like he's taking over. And this is like round three. And then all of a sudden, Rob starts slowly coming back, starts taking. Now, you know Rob, you know, it's like, he's like, yeah, man, I'm going to get you. Here we go, man. You know what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, you know, you're going down. You know, it's like just going into this phase. And I see Mike, he's going, oh my God, like, trying to get through. It's like, no. He's like, no, I'm talking about it. And then all of a sudden, Rob wins, like, I own you, you know? You had nothing against me or whatever. You just he's like in your face, and I just see Mike just going this, and then all of a sudden Mike goes, ah, you know, just starts attacking Robin. And then all of a sudden you guys are wrestling in the room. And Rob Stone said, you know I got you, yeah, I guess you know that.
Wow, did I really go that heavy?
Like, oh, yeah, man. You guys were still, I was laughing.
Oh my God.
I was crying when you guys were.
Well, I had like a 30-game winning streak, and I think you found
that.
I think that may have been the reason why. I was just like, oh.
Well, listen, in my defense, I'm actually normally not like that. I'm actually like, I don't say nothing if I'm winning or losing. I'm kind of like quiet, like loser and winner. You know that.
You're so desperate.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm after losing 10,000 times to Beatty and Mario and GoldenEye, and you're kicking my ass in Virtual Fighter, I'm like, I can't take it anymore. It was like all this stored up, you know what I mean? I started having to like strategize. Like I was that guy doing like the sweep and the up kick and like I like jumping around constantly.
Yeah.
The unorthodox shit. That's how I would. But I remember that, man. Like the wrestling. But I couldn't. You know. And I mean, to your credit. Like, I mean, what are you like 2,752 and one?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's even much funny about was I think a week later I came back and it happened again.
Oh.
It's like I guess you got the advantage and then all of a sudden. Oh, I did it again! And then I'm like, no way. It's like, let me struck twice. I'm So it was just a great moment.
Yeah, that was that's classic. A classic. That's a
I can remember in my head. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was funny.
So I'm going to share this quick story. So so PJ sent, so I guess what got the podcast started or got this genesis started was PJ sent me a meme online. It was one that was basically saying, like, when you look at your friend and, like, you can't hold your laugh in, like, uncontrollably kind of thing.
Right.
You know, like, you can't look at your friend. You're really, like, you, when you, something happens, you can't look at your friend and you're just going to burst out laughing. So, anyway. All right. So, let me give you some backstory. So, all right. So, I used to, when I was in elementary school, right, I was in speech. I still can't pronounce my words correctly. But we had, like, this, like, this freak show. So, it was me. There's this guy named Steve, this guy named Dan, and some other guy, some random person. I can't remember. But anyway, we used to get there like 7 in the morning, like 7, 8 in the morning before school actually started, you know, for speech classes.
Right.
So like our speech teacher, she would do this thing. Like, if we all did really well, we would order McDonald's for breakfast. It was like a big deal. But the trick was, her thing was, you guys have to tell me what you want. You have to pronounce it every word correctly.
Right.
So, like, I almost took the easy way. I'm like, let me get some pancakes. So my friend Steve, me and Peter and I had a mutual friend, Steve, he had a very hard time pronouncing words.
Yeah, he sure did.
He couldn't say Egg McMuffin. He's like, Egg McMuffin. So this
poor guy, man.
A woman let this guy go for like 10, 15 minutes. Oh. And all of us were like, just give him his Egg McMuffin.
I know.
So, oh, into high school.
It's like torture.
Right. So our friend Steve, he's very creative, and he wants to go have poetry night. So he invites me and PJ, can you come to meet for support? And we said, oh, of course. So this is after school. It's like at 7 o'clock at night or something, right? So we go there. It's a bunch of people. Now Steve goes, right? Now me and PJ are like kind of like in the back. Not totally back. Kind of like mid. Not the last row. Like maybe like a couple of, you know, not front row or anything. So this guy is Steve, and he's pronouncing words all wrong. He's trying. He couldn't pronounce. I still can't. Philosophical words. He's like, philosophical.
Oh,
like,
no.
This poor guy's budget. And he and I are going wild laughing. Yeah. Like, and thankfully, no one's really paying attention to us.
Right,
like, we're going wild laughing, right? And we're just uncontrollable, right? For some reason, you think they would put this person last.
Oh, my God. It's just so...
Right.
The person they put up...
Right, right after after this guy. The guy, you know...
Oh, it gets even better.
Speech alumni guy.
Oh, God.
They bring in... They had this girl, and on a serious note, this guy passed away in our high school. He passed away.
Oh, God.
You know, so she wanted to read a poem about him, right?
That she wrote about him.
So he and I, though, are still laughing about Steve.
Oh,
and,
no.
Like, we're still, like... We're like,
you're bursting at the seams,
right,
basically.
We're like, I can feel my chest going like,
yeah.
It was like a chest burst. Like,
I'm just staring at the floor. I'm like, I have to look at the floor. I don't know what to do.
Dying. We're like, we're like shaking from like laughing.
Yeah.
And like PJ's like, dude, I don't think I can hold. He's like, I don't think I can hold this laughing, bro. I'm like, dude, we laugh, we're gonna be suspended. We're gonna be dunked. Cause this girl's crying.
This girl's up there. She's crying. She's got like tears. She's her voice is just trying not to crack.
Oh my God.
She's saying all this like. I don't know if they were dating.
Yeah,
I don't know if they were just friends or whatever it was.
Right. And we weren't laughing at her.
I know.
We were laughing at the
unfortunately, no one's
going
to know that.
And like, so, like, Pete, like, we're like, it was like really Roger Rabbit when he has, like, the. So I can tell people started looking at us and we're being disrespectful, but we're like, we're trying to be like hide our face and, like, oh my God, they probably think we're laughing at this poor girl, but we're really not. So I remember PJ was like really going to burst. I'm like, if he goes.
It's all over.
I laugh loud, so I'm like, "We're fucking done." And I remember just saying, "I'm like, dear God, please don't let me laugh out loud." Like, "LOL." This is before LOL even existed.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to look anywhere but him because I know he wants to laugh. I'm like, if I don't, I can't look at him, I don't know where to put myself.
Right.
This girl's up there saying these beautiful things about this guy that died tragically, and I'm sitting here. I'm like the fucking Joker.
Exactly. You're like 20 minutes behind. So you know what I mean?
She finally ends it, and then everyone does this like ruckus, like applause for her. We let out the biggest laugh, like. Thankfully, because of the claps over laughter, but like, oh, we died.
I think we left right after that too. I don't think we even stayed.
We
ran out.
God, we need another curveball.
It's still uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, but.
Wow.
Oh, my God. We made it out. I don't know how.
Our first mistake was being a supportive friend.
Yeah.
We never should have went. We should have been like, nah, I can't make it.
Exactly. Right.
Any millions of excuses we could have came up with, but we were too fucking nice.
Yeah.
So we're like, of course we'll go. We'll go. We'll sit in the back. We'll go for you.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone will ever top how I held in the lap that hard.
I thought
I was either going to pee my pants or die from like almost like passing out.
Yeah,
something.
Like, then you're almost holding your breath.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like... Thank God that clap
are you
happened.
Faint instead? Right. Interrupting the...
Right. That was unbelievable.
It was
but,
really...
But our friend, man, he was just... Oh, he was butchering... It was
every
like,
word. I mean, even the words that aren't don't seem that hard. I mean...
I don't know, man.
Right,
but,
right. I mean, we were... He wasn't up there saying, like, four-syllable words here. Like, he couldn't get through the easy...
Yeah, but, man...
The word turtle.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst one. He couldn't say turtle.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I hate to even feel like I'm making fun of him. I love him. He's,
I was part of that group. I still mess up all the time in this podcast.
I went for speech,
all
too.
All right,
that's
look at the turntable.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't go to Abbey Lane. Right. They didn't have an Abbey Lane. It was at Northside. That's how I went to Northside.
Right, I remember that. I was, like, crushed by that. You, like, disappeared.
Everyone else went to Abbey Lane.
Sean, like, I really didn't know what happened.
In his senior year, my freshman year, we were in the same resource room. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I forgot the name of the teacher.
Mrs. O'Brien Kelly.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I made it out alive. PJ, what do you got? Wow. Man?
Oh, man. I'm just still, I'm trying
I'm
to
not
think.
Sure if, do we go, I'm not sure if I did with the correct order. So you were back.
Oh,
correct,
no, think, no, no. It went to me and then you.
Oh,
so
oh,
it's
back
PJ.
To PJ.
And then, then you.
And then back to you. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other funny stories. I mean, there's the one where you guys fucking fed me a snail.
Oh, yeah.
What? Remember that?
Yeah.
So we walked to Microplay,
yes,
which was a video game store, like an independently owned video game store, and then we went to Taco Bell.
Oh yeah, that's and a day these, right there.
Yeah, yeah. And these bastards, you snuck a snail, like an escargot, into my fucking soft taco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
oh God.
Oh.
Because otherwise we went. Because I don't think you were there. I went with our mutual friend Dan. We went to.
You went to go to Chinatown or something?
Went to
didn't
Chinatown.
You?
Yeah. And parents took us to. Even though we're Yankee fans somehow, but it doesn't matter. I remember Tom Rush actually pitched. They lost. But we went to Chinatown, and we actually had snails there. It's very different from, like, it's a French cuisine.
Yeah.
You know? But and we had leftovers, so we wanted to pull a prank on PJ. And but you couldn't taste that. I mean, so I don't,
you really couldn't taste it, but I remember
you
guys.
Were pretty livid. Yeah.
I was pretty pissed. I'm like, you fucking gave me a snail, you pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I'm trying to think. My brain is still laughing from that last one. That was such a funny day.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we did so much stuff, though, as kids. Like,
I think that's what you, I think we miss. I'm sorry I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I think that's what you miss as, like, just being a kid, like, or just, I guess, any time.
Yeah.
Just, like, hanging out with your friends, getting into trouble. I mean, look, we weren't committing murders or crimes.
Right.
We were just doing stupid shit. But, like, there was something special. Like, almost like kids don't have as much as fun.
I was just in it.
You know? Yeah. They don't. Because everything's, they're just so
like,
married to that.
Kid play nowadays is different.
Well, yes. No, they,
organized
they're online.
Kids play, play dates.
Yes,
you don't go
play
and knock
dates.
On your door and say, yo, dude, you want to play?
Yeah.
Can Sean come out and play? There's none of that.
Yeah. They play Fortnite. They play Roblox, Minecraft, or...
Yeah, everything's on a screen.
It's all... Exactly.
The creativity is
or like
gone.
Like you said, everything is like... Like,
we used to make up our own games.
Right, right. You have dance, right?
Yeah.
Right, but like, yeah, you had dance, but you also hung out with your friends on the block.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, kids don't even know how to, they call it socially organizing. They don't even know how to socially organize, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we used to figure out the movie times ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I have patients, the kids I work with, don't even know how to.
Excuse me. Well, it was like more street then, I feel like. You
yes.
Figure
oh,
things
we
out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
I remember we used to go to the park next to the, first of all, before I even talk about the park next to the bowling alley when we would throw frisbees at the dead rats and the, or the dead squirrels. There was a poor squirrel that broke his neck trying to climb into the hole in the tree.
Right.
And you would go to this tree in this park and you would just see his lifeless body hanging from his head. Right. And we got the idea we should throw frisbees at it and see if we can make it fall off the tree. And I mean, we lost frisbees in the tree trying to hit this fucking thing. I don't know if we ever knocked it down.
Right.
I don't think we ever did.
We tried.
But there were two non-playable characters that I remember. I don't know if you remember them. One guy was always at the bowling alley, and we used to call him the Riddler. You remember this guy?
Yes!
Every time we fucking go to this bowling alley, he would have some sort of stupid joke or stupid...
Yeah, I think it was Rich
Hilton. Yeah, I was going to say, I know this dude, man.
Yeah.
Everyone knows him. He's like a legend there.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And he would always have a stupid joke or a stupid riddle.
Right.
And we're like, just please leave us alone. Yeah, like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yes.
I just want to eat my shitty pizza, drink my Pepsi, and fucking bowl. And I hate bowling as it is.
Yeah,
I would only ever
hate bowling too.
Why did we bowl? Neither one of us liked it.
There
was I know, but it was terrible. So there was that guy I remember, and then do you remember Funko Land?
Yes.
Oh yes.
There was the Goat Man.
Yes.
Remember fucking Goat Man?
We had a team of people used to call them the Super Friends.
Yeah.
We had the Riddler.
The Riddler.
We had the Goat Man.
Goat Man.
Had a person we used to call the Joker because like. Remember, I guess they still have it now. They used to come up to you and sell you something like in the mall or like outside.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was selling, I don't know, it was like, I don't know, maybe Girl Scout. I don't know what she was selling. She had the ultra, like dyed like orange red hair. Right. She was like something. I guess she, looking back at him, she's probably using substances, but
right.
We used to call her the Joker. Oh, there's so many characters we had, like the Super Friends. Yeah, man.
Oh, that
was the guy who like yelled us at, yelled at us.
That's right. She's alive.
I was like, oh my god, someone's breaking in.
Someone's breaking into the store while we're recording. No, this is.
I work here.
But anyway, yeah, there was so many.
It was like, there was at the public pool. They were installing a new liner in the pool, so we were just looking at it like, oh wow, they're redoing the pool. This guy thought we were gonna hop the fence and rip the liner, and he was like, you know, back up, you know, citizens arrest. And we're like, sir, we're playing handball actually on this wall.
Yeah,
and
handball.
We had to explain ourselves. I remember he was like, yeah, you know, some kid's gonna come here and like fuck it up, yeah. You know. But like,
well, not us. Why are you yelling at us? We're nowhere even near you.
Man, yeah,
you know? We're clearly here for a different purpose.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember if there was anyone else, but there was the Joker guy.
Yeah.
The Joker guy was the guy in the mall, right?
That was.
Mm-hmm. Were there anyone else? Were there any other non-playable characters that we interacted with regularly?
I think there was more. I just can't remember.
I can't remember them all. I remember Goatman because he
was
a dick.
Pool Man, that's the pool guy. Yeah. We had those. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to try to combine two real quick. So riding bikes, like you said, but making bike ramps.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like in front of my house, like, you know, you put these ramps together made out of like crap. It was like whatever your dad had in the garage.
Why would?
Like, yeah. It's like you're balancing them on a baseball, whatever it was. But I remember in front of our house, whatever, on the sidewalk. But I was thinking I'm like, you know, Evel Knievel.
Yep.
But it's like a ramp that's maybe like only like 8 inches off the ground. And I'm getting already all the neighborhood kids are lining up. I'm like 10 years old. I'm feeling like the man right now.
Right.
I'm
really just gonna. You would rate the leaves and put the leaves.
I was just gonna say. Yeah. I'm like jumping off like 147 leaves, but I think the biggest jump of all time. So I just remember that. And all right. So another thing is like playing with toys. Loving toys. And I feel like a lot of kids nowadays don't play with toys that much. Yeah. Or they have a short attention span for toys.
Man, they don't come in here to buy toys.
Exactly. And I still really do love toys. I would collect a lot, but I don't try to, you know, I resist. But as a kid, me and Mikey had a ton of toys. Mm-hmm. And we played with toys a lot. We play together with toys. And I also like enjoy watching Mikey play with toys too. I just get a kick out of it. Yeah, I swear to God. So I'm sitting on the couch one day. But what's cool also about being, you know, siblings playing with toys and being young kids in the 90s, or just really in general, I'm sure people do this, is like, me and Mikey really didn't fight, but like, you know, we had moments like a virtual fighter, fine. But like, you know, you playfully like kind of pick on each other, whatever.
Right.
But one thing me and Mikey did a lot was fart. Always farting. Always farting. Mikey was always a better burper. Still is. I actually farted for like my whole life.
Yeah.
I finally started burping at like 35 years old. I don't know why, but you know, whatever. So Mikey's playing with his toys. So, you know, being an older brother, a lot of times I'd be like, let me fart on Mike. You know, that's what you, like, I just fart on him whenever I could.
And
he would really do the same. So one time I fart on Mike. And he's pissed. He's like, some days he would be cool with it. And some days he would just flip out, flip a shit. You know what I mean? So I fought him. So I don't know if it was the next day or whatever. So we're like, I think I remember just talking to you. He starts picking his nose. Do you know this? He starts picking his nose.
Right. I didn't know the second half of the story.
Picks his nose, right? He's got a booger on his finger. I'm looking at this thing. This guy flicked it. I swear to God, this is a true story. He flicked
it
and it's stuck on my cheek. It's still like a nightmare. I could feel it. It was right here. It's a scar, man. A scar mentally and physically. So like, wait, but then I go to myself, I got to get this guy back. I remember this.
Right.
So
I know this
Mikey,
part
his
now.
Whole life, even now, I'm sure, right. He always likes laying on the floor. Like,
yeah, my back.
I'm talking
hurts.
To him. I turn
my
around.
Back,
where the hell Mike go? He's laying on the floor. I don't know. He's like, I gotta straighten my
I did
back.
Last night.
Whatever.
I did
he's doing
last
it all the time.
Night, like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Like, you'll trip over him in the house. Like growing up, he would just be there. You know. So one day I see him there. I'm like, oh, I'm getting this guy back really good. So you were in front of the dining room. You were in front of the dining room table, man.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, my eyes get real wide. Like, you know, this is like the virtual fighter win is about to happen. I'm like, oh, I pull my pants down. Right? I pull my pants down. I put my ass like right in his face, and I just blow a fart. And I blow a fart. This kid is pissed. He's yelling. He's like, you got a piece of shit on me. You got a piece of shit on me. And I'm like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I think it was about equal. Like,
yeah.
He says a piece of shit landed on his face. I don't believe it. I still call it bullshit on that. No pun intended, but that was a classic, you know, like little situation. But yeah, man, that's. I had to share that.
Yeah.
This is a good time, though.
I remember our mom.
You're always a good sport. Like, Mikey, like, you go back to business, man, I gotta say. Like, we didn't really fight. It was more stupid shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I remember our mom used to get mad at us. When we used to do wrestle, she used to say, all I hear is ah, ooh, ee.
Yeah, she'd be in the kitchen downstairs. We're upstairs wrestling. Yeah.
She'd be fucking pissed. I just remember that's kind of a good segue. I just remember these kind of like random moments. Like I feel like I don't know. I guess kids could do this. I guess it's not. It's any age you could do stupid, wild, funny things. But like I'm just gonna go down the line with you guys. So I remember one time we were walking. So it's me, my brother, and Sean. I think we're walking like to the pizza parlor or something like that. And Sean's already has very bad allergies.
Oh.
And this guy, yeah. He always has like a like one of those like little small packs.
Like the
of
Kleenex
tissues.
Bag. Yeah.
So one time he runs out of tissues. Right, oh, we have no napkins, so this guy pulls a leaf off the tree.
I remember that, man.
Was I drunk that night?
I don't think
I must have been drunk. I wouldn't do it sober. I tell you.
Maybe.
That.
Yeah, I think you were.
I
probably.
I think there was alcohol involved.
I think it was late at night. Yeah.
Because I'm like shit. You know.
Right. One of my other favorite things that Sean used to do, and I'm not promoting this, but he used to smoke cigarettes. Right? I'm not advocating for anyone to smoke cigarettes, but we used to play softball, and I used to just love
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
He's actually a very good baseball player. He has a lot of power, but he used to play outfield, and he used to be in the – it was like major league. He used to be out in the outfield with a smoke, and then there would be a fly ball, and he would take the – he would – the ball kind of put the cigarette back in his mouth, run and catch it. And then he would throw it in and smoke it again.
Yeah. He would hold it in his mouth to throw the ball back.
And then when it was like the next batter's coming in, I remember him just like tapping and take the ash off. Yeah. Everyone would be like, yo, B, don't start a fire. You know, the grits would be mad dead.
Yep.
I remember another thing, like in school, this is what you, PJ, I don't know why this always cracked me up. This poor guy always had nosebleeds.
Always.
Oh,
always.
My God.
Always.
Yeah. I would just turn around, this poor guy's nose.
Like a faucet.
It would just be bleeding. I just remember also, too, it's like just going on family vacations. You know, like, and, you know, we've been blessed, right, to go on a lot, you know, Disney, all these kind of places. But my dad's a very active person. So, like, we go to amusement parks. I think maybe we might have mentioned this before in another episode, but whatever. We walk fast. You know, like, we walk fast.
I love walking fast.
Even when I was, like, 5 years old, like, I was never in a stroller. You had to walk. Like, it doesn't matter. It was, like, 900 degrees far. You're walking to see Donald. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got to walk. So
11 p.m., you're carrying yourself out. You know what I mean? Like, when that ferry's coming, you better stand up.
We were, like, a 2-week vacation in Florida, like, Universal, all that shit. And like, our day off was, like, going to a water park and then going to Pleasure Island at night. That was the rest day. Was a water park. Going.
Open the clothes, baby. Open the clothes.
Exactly. Yeah, open the clothes. Well, I'll never forget this one. We went to Virginia, right? Like, in the summer, went to Busch Gardens. We're staying in this hotel. It was, like, one of the hottest days on record at the time, right? And at the hotel, they have, like, you know, they have tennis courts and stuff like that. Usually, like, they have those, but no one ever actually uses them. Like, the gym, hotel gym, no one uses them. They're, like, have dust all over them. So we brought, actually, our rackets, right? So my dad's actually a very good athlete. So, and I was, like, what, maybe 13, maybe 16.
Yeah.
So we're playing 2-on-1 on my dad. And like we're playing like for like maybe like an hour and a half, you know, at least an hour. And we're like, and it's hot as hell, you know?
It's like 98.
Yeah, and like my dad, like, you know, my dad played competitively. You know, he's not gonna like let us win. Like, you know, whatever. So like, dude, we're drenched in sweat. Now we're gonna go walk to the pool. We're walking to the pool, people are clapping.
Yeah.
And they're going like, you guys are unbelievable playing a weather like this. And we're like, they couldn't believe how hot we played. What stat was like? We're just like, oh, hitting lob. We're like playing like
we're
Andre,
playing to the death.
Like,
yeah,
Andre
that doesn't
want
to lose.
Stuff.
We're trying our hardest to beat him.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I'll just never forget. We got that like standing ovation.
Yeah, as we
walked to the pool. You know,
good times.
Wow.
Trying to think if there's anything else that we did. I don't know if you remember this, and I don't think he actually knows. And we want to get this guy on the show. Get them on the show.
Yeah.
We stole Eric's newspaper for a long time. Do you remember doing this?
Wait, go.
He lived around the block from me, and for whatever reason, we would swing by his house and steal his newspaper. It meant nothing to anybody, but to us,
it meant the world.
It meant the world. I don't know why we did this. We did this for a while. I don't know.
I have no recollection of that.
I don't remember why we did this. I don't remember. Maybe it was.
I do kind of now.
I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't me and you. Maybe it was me and Dan. Maybe it was me and someone else. But we would go by his house in the morning, like on the way to school, and steal his newspaper before his family could read it. It impacted it in no way, shape, or form because he never read the newspaper.
But we
stole it every day. I remember doing that. I think we have a customer that wants to buy something in the store, so we may have to cut this short.
Go ahead. Real two quick things. So I remember PJ just when PJ just first started driving his car. You know, we went out to lunch during high school, and I remember he drops soda in his car, and the first thing he says, "My mom's gonna kill me."
Yeah,
the sheer panic.
Yeah. Well, my mother is not an easy
lady
to deal with when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I gotta share one more story. Sure, I know you want to open the store, but I think one of the biggest things growing up as a kid is like when you grow the balls to X a girl out.
Oh yeah.
So actually, this takes place in college, but I'll just tell you the fast version. So, going back to speech and everything, I actually had to take like remedial reading in college, right? So there was this beautiful girl. Her name was Susan. I'm married now. I'm happily married. Put that in there before I get in trouble. But anyway, this girl named Susan. I had a crush on her. So I'm like, I can't ask this girl on the first day of class, you know? But I introduced myself the first day. Second day we spoke. I'm like, all right, building rapport. You know, all of a sudden, she's not there the third day, you know, the fourth day. I'm like, oh my God, maybe she dropped the class. I knew she had a friend in there. So like, that was like multiple weeks in. I hear her friend going like, oh, yeah, Susan's sick. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? So I'm like, oh, everything around your friend Susan? Yeah, I remember I told her.
Right.
And she goes, she has mono. So I was like, oh, my God, that's the kissing disease. She has a boyfriend. I never got that much info. I didn't get much intel on her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she goes,
well, you kind of stuck her online.
Yeah, well, that wasn't around. MySpace wasn't there yet. Yeah. So she goes, oh, my God, it's so funny. She doesn't even have mono. She got it anyway. So there's two, second to last day of class comes. She arrives, Susan. I'm like, oh, my God. But I can't ask her out on this, you know, it would be too much. You know, I just saw her. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm going to ask her last day of class. So last day of class is actually the final, right? So I come up with this plan. I'm like, there's no way she's going to finish her final before me because I've been here the whole time. You know?
Right.
So I'm going to finish it. And once I see her finish, she starts gathering her stuff. I'll dart up front, hand it in, get a drink of water, the water fountain, and I'll ask her, oh, how's the final? Then, hey, I'll get your number. Bing, bang, boom, right? I'm taking the final. I have like four questions left. She's packing up. I'm like, you know what I mean?
Worst feeling.
Right. So I'm like, oh my God. Now
the chance
like,
could be gone forever.
So I have like two questions left. She goes out. She goes out. She gets out. I'm like, no, no. So I finish it, right? I go up there. Actually, the professor really liked me a lot. She liked that I was a nice guy. She wants to talk to me.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
So I get out. I'm like, okay, I got to find this girl. And at the time, there's a lot of finals. So I was one of those kids in the college, believe it or not, I had like a giant backpack. So like, I bust through the door. I'm like, where did she go? No. So just geographically, just imagine it's like a long straight line, right? So I'm looking around. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I find her, but she's in like, she's about to enter. It's called the G parking lot.
Yep.
Once you get into that parking lot, it's like Labyrinth. You're not gonna, find
it.
Her. Right. So I have to ask this girl. And I was telling my friends, like, I had to ask this girl. I can't go back to the guys, like, I blew my opportunity. I can't go back, not have some kind
one
of
one chance.
Exactly. Right.
Little Giants.
So I sprint. Guys, I'm darting. I'm sprinting. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going as fast as I can. It was like almost like a Twilight Zone. It was like the faster I ran, the farther she got. Like
yeah,
I couldn't make
yeah.
any ground. So I'm like, hold on, I got this giant. I was thinking maybe I'll just like release the weight. You know what I mean? So I'm like sprint. I'm like going fast as I can. So I had no choice before she goes into that. Like I said, no man's land. I scream out. I go, Susan, wait. So she actually stops, looks perplexed. I go up to her. Now I'm out of breath, right? And now. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not getting nervous. I got nervous and I lost my voice. I got like a frog in my throat. So I'm like,
hey Susan, what'd you think of the flight?
So just sheer defeat. So anyway, I think she knew over this. I think she knew what I was doing. So I did ask her for a number. She gave me her number, but she actually never answered the phone. This is before, beginning of cell phones, but she never answered.
Right.
But anyway, working the guts up. But I'm happy I did it, though. And I love to be able to share that story.
Yeah.
Did Susan get a brown paper bag award for not
answering? Really. I remember that. That's a solid story, though.
Yeah, but that's my thing.
Wow.
But, yeah, guys, thanks for going down memory lane and sharing your stories, you know. And for the folks listening at home, you know, share some of your favorite, you know, moments of this episode and maybe your childhood memories, too. Anything else, Mr. PJ, before we cut loose?
No, I think we've said it all.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Rob and Sean.
Yeah, yeah,
thanks again for having us. Yeah, it was fun. It was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we shared pretty much more. I'm sure we would have more stories, but I think this is good enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a second episode where we talk about a little bit more.
Yep, exactly.
Maybe the 2000s.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The wild days.
Yeah.
The real Wild West. But you'll find us at the lunch table. Same time, same table.
Have a good one.
Boys.
Boys and girls, lunchtime is over. For more information, visit their website at coolkidslunchtable.podbean.com. Follow the boys on all social media platforms. Just search Cool Kids Lunch Table Podcast. Now get to class before you get detention.